SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Oh yeah, Tony Finn stepping up and in. Yeah, people in our chat even say the same thing. I pulled a Marc-Andre Fleury. I gift-wrapped it for you, and you missed the net. That's what I'm saying. Jim Rome is right? One of the best talk shows ever, Jim Rome. Love Jim Rome. I've never interviewed Jim Rome. There's one guy I'd like to interview. I've never interviewed Jim Rome. I've met Jim Rome. I've actually met him, but I never interviewed him, right? But Jim Rome was right years ago. Jim Rome got a bad caller or two. And, I don't know, Travis was rambling on, and Rome said, whoa, everybody stop. He said, listen, no more calls. He said, everybody turn your mic off. And he said, more of me and less of you is a good thing for this show. And then he said, no more calls, ever. He moved on. You can't take calls anymore. People are too stupid. It's not vaccinations either, or 5G that got to you. You've been morons forever. You're too stupid, all right? I hate to say this, but you're morons. Like, society, or you're just a bunch of stupid, stupid people. And I really don't feel sorry for you, whatever's coming next, because you're too stupid. Yeah. Keep betting on this. So, as we were saying, I tried to put it on a tee for Matias. Clippers are playing in the first time ever they made it to the Western Conference Finals. I love the irony. Suck it, Kawhi. Kawhi tries to take over the NBA, and you can't even do it. And, you know, you're stumbling. They win without you. Terrence Mann is the star. Can't believe this kid's lighting it up. Hey, props to Matias, but don't talk, Matias. Your mic's off. You're done. It's like a coach. You just drop the pass in the end zone. So, Matias taught Terrence Mann. Wow. Big dunk the other night. He stepped up in the last series. You get Dallas more playing time. He saved their ass tonight. This kid saved their ass. Not you, Kawhi. Not you, Kawhi, but whatever. Clippers are going to lose in the next series. Sorry. We'll bring Matias on a little bit later on, but he's in the penalty box now. But I want to feel your celebration, but you pissed me off. And hey, the Canes are rolling. Canes are going to Stanley Cup Finals. And in fact, I was going to do it on TV earlier today to guarantee it. I'll buy a plane ticket that's non-refundable on the air. How's that? Word is, too, McInnes told me Matt Perrault wants to bet McInnes on the series at even money. He's so confident in Vegas, he actually thought McInnes. And McInnes sent me a message and told me, he goes, I told him I'll give him $100 just to stop talking about the series. Hey, I want to pick on Matt, but man, he brought it. And I'm dead serious, Matias. Get the tape ready over the weekend. I want to hear all of his comments about the junior division, about the Vegas fans, about Marc-Andre, about Grubauer in Colorado, Montreal. Yeah, Carey Price. Carey Price. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The Los Angeles Clippers. Man, you can't make this up. You can't, like, people every damn day. We've been talking about this, and every guest we have on, we talk NBA. We got guests coming up. We got Tony Finn. We got Steve Merrill. And we got Mick Aussie. But Mick Aussie's not talking NBA. All of our guests, every damn day we talk about, you can't assume anything in the NBA. You can't assume anything. The Clippers lose Kawhi Leonard to win two straight games in a row. All right, Matias, turn your mic on. Matias claims he couldn't hear me. I don't know. Well, you didn't hear me. Everyone in the chat heard me. Matias, you claim my mic cut out. My mic did not cut out because everyone in the chat says you epically failed. So now you're back on the court.
All I heard was that the Clippers were the Western Conference finalists, that they made the Western Conference finals for the first time.
That's what I said. I set it up for you to finish the damn sentence.
That's why I cut out. I'm a happy man right now, Gabe. I'm more excited than I've ever been.
Smoking bowls? What's your problem? Let's go. Smoke more bowls. If you're not, smoke some weed right now. I encourage it. No, I'm not going to write you out. Smoke it. It's legal. Hey, it's legal in California. Smoke it. Because if you're not, maybe you should. But yes, congratulations on your Clippers. You're going to the conference finals. Hard to believe. It's the first time ever they've made it to the Western Conference Finals.
First time, Gabe. It's crazy. And Laker fans are still laughing. Laker fans right now are laughing at Clipper fans because they're thinking, Western Conference Finals ain't nothing. You got to get to the finals and you got to win in the finals if you ever want to talk about being good. So right now, the Clipper fans are still the joke because it feels like we won an NBA championship and we haven't even won a conference finals yet.
Hey, listen, I ain't taking anything away from you. I'm gonna let you enjoy it right now. But, oh, my God, I'm going to smash game one. The Phoenix Suns are four-point favorites against the Clippers in game one. No, but I can't because I haven't played in forever. That's right. Wow. What's up with Kawhi anyways? Is he out for the year? Do we know this? Or what's the status? What's the status with this? Are they saying day to day? He's got an ACL, right? Well, he's out.
They're not talking about it, Gabe. They're not talking about it. It's under, you know, they don't want to say anything. They
You're an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment, Utah. You really are. You're a disgrace. You're a bigger joke than your soccer team called Real Salt Lake. This is Sports Rage. Tony Finn next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's people from Montreal. I got one guy from Montreal who doesn't care about the Canadians. He's asking me, when's your next song? Like, I got guys in my band on my ass for some new riffs. And, of course, I got a bunch of lovely ladies and a bunch of psychopaths. Hey, word on the street is you're coming back to Montreal if the Canadians make it to the Cup. I said it before. We got to wait. It's going to cost like $5,000. I party hard. So, you know, plane ticket, hotels. You know, I stay at nothing but the best. Best Western. Motel 6, nothing but the best for me. All right, so what a night tonight. What a night. Let's start. We've been talking about the Canadians. We've been going on, and I want to get back to the Canadians too. But, wow. Let's bring in Tony Finn right now. One of our favorite men, one of our favorite guests. Cam Stewart wants to say hi. He's a big fan of yours. Tony Finn, Wager Talk. How you doing, Tony?
Good, sir. Good. You tell Cam. I said I've been looking all. We've been looking all over for him here in Vegas. We can't find him.
I know. Fine, you're gonna go down to El Cortez. You'll find him at El Cortez.
Okay.
He actually. That's his spot, Tony. I swear to God.
Well, listen,
No. His girl. No. I got no beefy. I'm not a snob. I'm not a snob, but word of no lie. Cam goes to Vegas a couple of times a year. He stayed for 38 days in a row at the El Cortez once with his girlfriend. The El Cortez, of all places. He feels at home there. What do you think about down there? What's up, Tony? How you doing?
Well, I'll tell you what I think about down there. My druthers would be to, I would prefer the, and this is, just my preference, but my druthers would be an El Cortez over a Caesars. Now, or
yes, Bellagio, yes.
You know?
Yeah.
It just is for lots of
it's
reasons.
Real.
Now, when I go with my wife, when we used to come with my wife all the time, we always stayed either the Paris or across the Caesars and Bellagio, or we stayed at Caesar and the Bellagio. That's what we did. We had some these shares, these apartment shares, you know, with the Hilton and Marriott, et cetera, trash clients, and they always throw me the key to those places. And, hey, Gabe, I like them. They're little apartments. And you
you're
know,
damn right.
You hear all the slot machines and all that noise that you know, if you want to hear that, you know where to go get it. So we've always had a good time here when we didn't live here. Now that we live here, no complaints, brother. No complaints. None.
I went to
today. Beautiful.
That's too hot. I went to Vegas for the first time. I was living in Hollywood. I moved to Hollywood to be in a
earpiece again.
I moved to Hollywood. You all right, Tony? What's going on, Tony? It's just Tony and phones. Good thing he's got a handicap. Have we lost Tony now, Matiz?
Oh, yeah. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, we're here, Tony. Why is it every week, Tony? No. Hold on. I love you, Tony. But why is it every goddamn week, bro? Hey, Matiz, every week. And you realize, let me change this. Let me do this. It's a goddamn phone. How have you survived as a professional in this industry without even knowing how to use a phone? I'm being dead serious right now.
I guess my sense of humor trumps any technical knowledge I have to have. I don't know. But I never have a problem with the show, Joe, ever, Gabe, ever, except for when I couldn't hear you for a few minutes. I said, you got to be effing kidding me. This could not possibly happen again.
We're used to it now, Tony. We're used to it. So as I was saying, for the 10th time, I went to Vegas for the first time in like 80. I moved to Hollywood when I was like 17, 16. I was 17 when I moved to Hollywood. So I was 17 when I moved to Hollywood. And I was a big degenerate gambler. He's having a teenager. Gambling way over my head. And so I was 18. I got in. So I went to Vegas with this dude. And I was 18, I guess. So 1980, it was just when the Mirage was opening, Tony. So that was my point before your phone pissed me off again. But now it's just legendary. Like, Meryl's even laughing about it. Meryl's like, at least you didn't drop F-bombs like last time. Last time you got all pissed off on the phone, you realized you're still on the air.
Oh, That lesson I learned.
So I went to Vegas like 87, 88 or whatever, 88. First time ever I went. And I was 18. 21 is the legal age, and I couldn't get into any of the places on Fremont. Okay, like they actually asked me for ID and stuff, but you know what? The strip places did it. So the first place I ever stayed at in 1988, I'll never forget, Pittsburgh Steelers, Philadelphia Eagles preseason game, was the Flamingo Hilton. I was like an 18-year-old kid. I was betting away, man. I was like, this is great, right? So, but over the years, Tony, exactly, I've been all the places in Vegas. Bro, I lived like at a lure across the street from the Stratosphere and all that. But I'm with you. I don't like the Bellagio in these places. I'm not a fake guy. And so I knew Vegas. I've been there a lot over my life. But then I got a call one day and they're like, listen, I had a national TV show at the time. But they're like, listen, we prefer you got two choices. You either do the show out of L.A. But it was really Corona County, or what's it? What is it? It's not Corona. That's the place, right? It's Corona County. Yeah. Well, Fender Guitar Factory's there. Yeah. Corona County or Las Vegas. Because they had a studio in Corona, or they said, if you want to go to Vegas, fine. And I said, I'll do Vegas instead of Corona, right? Even because I used to live in L.A. I love L.A., but I was like, oh, I'll do Vegas. So, but my whole point, so I lived, Tony, 4 months in the Circus Courtyard Suites. And you know what? I liked it. It wasn't like living in Circus. It was like living in a dumpy apartment across the street, Tony. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If I wanted to go into Circus, I went to Circus. If I didn't, I didn't. So after that, though, I lived, Tony, 6 months. And it sounds crazy, because in hotels, I didn't trust the TV network, how long it was going to be on for at the time. I was like, and I was waiting for this condo that was going to open and stuff, and I didn't really care. I was like, I don't mind living in hotels. I'm in a metal. I toured. I've been in a metal band since I was 15. I dropped out of high school and started touring in a metal band when I was 15. So I've lived in hotels, vans, and all that my whole life. So I'm like, whatever. I don't mind living in a hotel room at the time. Now I wouldn't like it. But Circus pissed me off a little bit. There were shootings, all that, whatever. I was like, all right. And then I ended up at Palace Station. So imagine, Tony, I lived at Palace Station. You know it.
Yeah.
Loved it. Best buffet in the city, right? Local, right? It's local. And, you know, Red Rock is one of the best staff. The Fertitas guys, you know, I tell you what right now. You go to a buffet, guys. Oh, Vegas buffet. You go to a Vegas buffet at one of the places on the Strip, they don't care about you, man. They'll piss in your food and they don't care. They see you're going to gamble and it doesn't even taste. You don't taste anything anyway. Palace Station, El Cortez, Fertitta places, Red Rock, Green Valley. It's locals. If your food sucks, word gets out, no one's coming back. You got to go to the lower tier places. More fit on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Down to late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates, including the Mightier 1090 in SoCal. Congratulations, SoCal. Although, you know what? Nobody cares. The only person in SoCal that cares is Matthias in our booth right now in Los Angeles. He's the only one. Tony Finn with his wager talk in Las Vegas. So, Tony, I'm all fired up, buddy. I'm wearing a Montreal Canadiens jersey. I know you can't see me. We're on the radio. Although you could if you tuned in our YouTube chat. But, hey, Tony, Vegas Golden Knights. Let me tell you something, Tony. The Vegas Golden Knights are a nice little story. They came into the league. Best expansion team in the history of sports. By far. It's also easier to be the best expansion team in sports when the league, like, rigs it for you. Right? Which they have. And secondly, I know everybody in Vegas and all these odds makers and guys I respect, they made the Las Vegas Golden Knights -460 series favorites. The biggest series price in the National Hockey League semifinals in 31 years. How's that going for all the quote-unquote hockey experts? They should stick to college basketball, Tony. They should stick to college football. Like I said, I don't want to name names. I already did on the show last week, but whatever, bro. So I guess and the best is too, Matt Peralta in Vegas, good guy, Matt. I like him. And other people in Vegas, oh, the Vegas crowd is awesome. It's too much. Dude, Teddy Covers on our show last night. He said he didn't even go to the game. He had free tickets, and his wife and his kid went. He said they don't know anything about hockey. You're playing against a real hockey city here, Tony, and now you're down 2-1. That's one of the – and, Tony, this isn't even about hockey. I know you're not a hockey guy. So get this, Tony. The Montreal Canadiens now have won 22 straight playoff games with their goalie, Carey Price, if they score three or more goals. They're 22-0. The Montreal Canadiens have now played in 14 playoff games, Tony. They're 10-4 straight up, 12 of which they've been underdogs in, including plus 136 tonight. I'm telling you right now, Finn, Mr. Finn, I would not suggest this if I didn't believe it. And I'm going to put maybe 500, 1,000 on it and already have them in the series and everything. Take the Canadiens on Sunday, Tony. Vegas are done, bro. Vegas are done. The Canadiens are going to beat Vegas. And you guys can go on to cry about a new team you don't even like in the Raiders. Sorry, Tony. How you doing?
No.
Hey, you're a Chief fan.
Yeah, no, I'm my. You know who my favorite team is.
Damn right. Oh, hold on, Sean Hill. Hey, Sean Hill. I think your sister's on the corner right now. She just got arrested for prostitution, all right? Why don't you F off and go save her ass? The Montreal Canadiens got lucky? Oh, yeah. I guess they're lucky 22 times in a row, right? And listen, I'm not going to disagree. That was my best dime line. That was my best line ever, Matias. Save that, eh? Your sister just got arrested for prostitution. Go save. Go bail her out. That's too good. See, I'm making myself laugh now. I'm so good. I'm making myself laugh now. I'm so good. God, am I good. God, am I good. But no. Yeah, I'm going to give it to him. I'm going to give it to him. The thing is, Sean Hill, like that is your real name, you stupid parasite loser. But, hey, listen, Sean, you loser in your basement right now, probably living at home, But I'm not going to dispute. Vegas were the better team for most of the game, sort of. But, dude, it was 29-5 shots on goal or something. It wasn't real shots on goal. I would have stopped them. Like, anyone who knows hockey, which I know you don't know hockey, Sean Hill, all right, the only thing you know about is loserdom. All right, I would kick you out of my chat right now, but whatever. I have sympathy for losers and slow-witted like people. But Tony, Montreal's beating Vegas. Montreal's beating Vegas, Tony.
Beating them. I will say this: that price that you mentioned, the largest series price in 322 years, whatever it was, right?
Yeah, 31 years. You're in a fast fan.
I'm making the story better. 322 years.
I love it.
Here's the deal. We both know, and I know, that the odds makers don't predict winners. They don't predict losers. They don't predict, when people, I get a really big kick. And I want to say, did you see that line? The Vegas, those guys know, they set a number to draw the same, to draw equal amounts of money on both sides, and they don't care who wins or loses unless they're lopsided and laid off. Here's the situation is this, and that is, you're in Vegas. If you're going to bet on the Golden Knights, you are getting a bad number, a bad price, a bad money line, because everybody, all the locals hammer the Vegas Knights. And we do. Listen, we have a pretty good fan base, actually, because you know why, Gabe, is we have a lot of Canadians who have transplanted from Canada to Las Vegas.
I saw that, Tony. Did you see the videos of the Canadian fans chanting and taking over the street outside the arena?
Yeah, well, it's great. I love this because the Canadian fans are here. If they're not playing the Canadians, they're rooting for the Knights, supporting the Knights, going to see them.
Yeah, but Tony, you know what's crazy? The border's closed. If the border was open, Tony, there would be like 14,000 to 5,000 Canadian fans. Canadian fans would be willing to pay.
Didn't I believe you.
Tony, tickets are going for $1,000 in Montreal. They're going for $260 in Vegas. It's not even close. Montreal is the mecca of hockey, Tony. And I know some people don't understand that, but it's like going to Brazil for a UFC fight. It's like you're going to Italy to play soccer. It's not like you're coming in. It doesn't matter. Oh, you haven't won in a long time? Doesn't matter, man. I had people laughing at me about the banners. I said, wait till you see 24 banners. The Canadians have been in the league, Tony, hold on, since 1909. All right? Vegas has been in the league for 4 years.
I said, wait till the players roll in. 24 banners like the Yankees. Yankees have 26 championships. I don't know if you jackasses know this, but the Montreal Canadiens are the second most winning franchise in the history of professional sports, bitches. All right? The Yankees have 26. We have 24. Next! Hey, I hear, I think Sinbad's doing a show, Vegas Golden Knight fan. Shut up. Sorry, Tony. Go on.
No, don't be sorry. Don't, you don't have to apologize for anything. There's a reason why the tickets go for only 260 or 1,000 in Montreal. The reason is that, you know, we've already been in the Stanley Cup Finals for 4 years. It's getting to be old hat for us here.
Tony Finn with us. Man, just give me a Bills win. I want to beat your Chiefs, Finn. I'm going to beat your Chiefs. All right, listen, forget about the hockey. I'm just busting your balls. Right. I love you, Tony. Hey, let's switch to a bunch of losers. Man, I hate to admit it, and I'm dead serious. That's the thing with me, unlike a lot of people out there. I'll admit when I was wrong. I was 100% wrong. I thought Shaquille O'Neal was way out of line when he attacked Donovan Mitchell. When he said, I don't think that Utah, he goes, I don't think you guys are a real deal. I don't think you guys have what it takes. And he said, prove me wrong. Shaq wins, bro. Tony, how the hell do you lose to the LA Clippers two games in a row without Kawhi Leonard when you can win and advance, bro? Unacceptable, Tony. Unacceptable.
I have an answer for you. And that listen, I did a show a couple, 3 days ago when they announced that Kawhi was going to be out. You know, he's out. And the number, they opened up that number, I think 1.5 or 2, right around that number, that point spread. And as soon as Kawhi is announced out, that number jumps to a 5 and climbs to an 8.5. And I did a show and I basically said, you're either on Utah in this game, or you are running as fast as you can away so you don't play the other side. Now, and I gave my reasoning. The fact is that during the regular season, when Kawhi and Paul George played together, they have 15.7 net rating. When Kawhi played without George, Kawhi by himself, no George, 15.3 net rating. With no Kawhi, 0.3 net rating, which makes you a pedestrian, an average, an ordinary NBA team. However, there's something that, you know, that I was wrong about the last two games in the series. I left out two things that were important, and that is playoff basketball cannot be equated to, compared to, or even put in the same
regular season. Not the same. You're right.
Correct. You're right.
No, you know, and Bob Meyer, I've referenced him a couple of times. It's a good thing we're coming up against the break. We'll reset Matthias again. Sounds like our switchboard. You know, and sometimes I'm like an Alan Alda mash calling like home sometimes here. But no, you're exactly right, Tony. And I've referenced him a couple of times. It was Bob Myers, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. And he goes, you'll learn who's a star and who's a superstar in the playoffs. And he said, how many guys shoot 42% from the field in a regular season and then shoot 28% in the playoffs? And he said, in a regular season, you have 2 feet. In the playoffs, Tony, you have 2 inches.
That's right.
That's the difference, bro. This is separation, right? Man from the boys, Tony.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. Without question, everything's called differently, and you better be physical, and you better be ready. You better be ready.
Look at Giannis! All right, said reset radar. Look at Giannis, Tony. I didn't do one damn three.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. because where you go for your information matters.
Ahora en McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken Meal Deal o un $6 McDouble Meal Deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Corn shot, they won by 20 or 15 or whatever. Don't shoot threes, Giannis. Simple. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's the Friday Night Free Show. It's the Metal Fest. We got Tony Finn in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm not coming at Tony.
Yep.
It's like being on the air with air traffic control with you, Tony. It's like being on air traffic control with you. It's like, you know, it really is.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yeah, no, but you're less. Yeah, I don't know. I love you, Finn. I don't want you in the head of McCarran Airport with like 300 planes coming in at once.
That's a damn given, sir. They won't even let me direct traffic outside there.
All right, so listen, traffic. Finn. Yeah. Listen, Finn. Updated numbers right now. Wow, what a roller coaster. Brooklyn Nets plus 220. Phoenix Suns plus 250. Yeah. LA Clippers plus 440. Milwaukee Bucks plus 480. Philadelphia 76ers plus 650. Atlanta Hawks 32-1. Tony?
Yeah.
Let's say you're telling, we can, for everybody tuning in right now.
Yeah.
From, globally, we got people in Australia, Germany, Canada, U.S., and everywhere else in between. One team. So Brooklyn's plus 220. I don't even know if they win a game tomorrow. Phoenix, how long is Chris Paul out for? The Clippers? The Clippers ain't winning without Kawhi. Utah just suck. Milwaukee? Dude, I think the winner of the NBA championship, is it Phoenix or is it the winner of Brooklyn and Milwaukee? What do you think?
If I had your money, and I would, first off, I'd put some of all that money in my pocket, and the rest of it I would put on a finals of Brooklyn and Phoenix.
Brooklyn-Phoenix, huh?
Right.
I can't argue right now. So now, Brooklyn's plus 220. Now,
That's a caveat. Is obviously, I believe this is my personal opinion, and guys that I've talked to from the paper there in Phoenix, and that is that he did have a vaccination. So the guidelines for Chris Paul.
So
are
did
different.
He or didn't he? No. So he did.
He did.
Really? That's what you heard? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I got word from someone else. I got word from Rob Vino today that he did take the vaccination.
So I love Rob Vino.
Me too. Rob and I did a show, and he said, Tony, that he has taken it. I said, are you sure? He said, yes. I called and got verification of that. So tomorrow, if he passes his test tomorrow, from what I understand, then he's good to go.
And you know what? You're the man, Tony, but you must be on to something here. Because if there was that uncertainty without Paul,
yeah,
they wouldn't be plus 250 right now, right? You guys know.
Well, you guys know.
They wouldn't be plus 250. Well, I guess
right.
yes, and no.
You're right.
No,
you're
but absolutely. Listen. Yeah, but how about this? Let's just say hypothetically, no Kawhi, no Paul.
Yeah.
Still advantage Phoenix.
Still, but I tell you what, if you have two eyeballs, you have a television set, then you better be, I mean, either it's one of two things.
Yeah, it's a Terrence Mann show.
It's either Quinn Snyder got his butt kicked by Ty Lue.
Wow, or, my God.
Or, yeah, right, right. Or the you better be careful. The defense still has a place in the, today's NBA, which I will argue till the day I die right now. If I die tomorrow, then I'm going to argue with you right now that this is video NBA. We play video NBA, not old school NBA where the Knicks and the Celtics have a total of 178. That's just not what we do anymore.
Tony, how the hell did Utah Jazz lose to Kawhi? We were going up against it, so I'll throw it to you here.
I don't know.
Like, honestly, like, that's gutless stuff. And I get it. It doesn't mean it's easy because Kawhi's in there. Everyone else on the court is good. It's the NBA. But you're at home. You're at home. You have a chance. Gutless, Tony. Gutless.
Well, I have some stories, and I have some. I've refused to this day to discuss them on air for too long. I will.
Well, bring it on. Can't go. We're here.
Them.
No one's listening, anyways. Don't worry about
okay,
it.
Yeah, right. Quinn Snyder. Quinn Snyder was when I was doing coverage of the Big 12. Quinn Snyder was the head coach of Missouri Tigers in Columbia, Missouri. And Quinn was a young guy, first head coaching job, real first big head coaching job. And the reason he is no longer at the Missouri with Missouri, at least a lot of people will say, oh, well, he didn't do well, or they didn't perform well. He was too young for that gig. He just wasn't ready, et cetera. The truth is that Quinn, first off, is not the level of a coach of a Ty Lue. He's not. Tyronn Lue is underappreciated.
I guess he
and
is.
He absolutely is. And he got outcoached two times. Outcoached. When you let a team go on a 17-0 run, and you're up by 20, there's things you can do. That Ty Lue would have never allowed that. He'd have got out there and started doing the snow angel in the middle of the damn court.
I said the same thing. Tony, I said the same damn thing.
No way.
Hey,
no
Matias, what did I say last night, Matias? What did I say about that? About runs? I said, I don't care. Tony, I swear to God, I don't know what coach it was. I was bitching the other night.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care if I have to trip a player like Mike Tomlin did. I'm doing
right.
it. No,
right.
like, same damn thing, Tony. And, you know, it's simple, Tony, too. Like, there's X's and O's. I'm not going to pretend to know, okay, turn your foot and turn your hip here and lift your arm here. Right? Like Bill Walton and his basketball cats. But, Tony, you watch Coach Krzyzewski, Bobby Knight, these great college coaches.
Yeah.
Coach K calls a timeout if the other team goes on a 4-0 run, bro. Like,
yeah.
He's like, whoa. I'm cutting the momentum right here. Whoa.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tony, come on. Oh. Talk to me, Tony. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's and that's a combination. Quinn Snyder, but here's the deal. The real drama, the real soap opera, the real poop, let's call it poop, on Quinn Snyder was the things that happened there in Missouri are stuff that you can only it's true. You can't make it up. The stuff that happened there with Quinn Snyder and his players is legendary there, you know, in the Ozarks, in Missouri and Kansas and those areas. It's legendary because he's doing powder. He's giving them all night. It is absolutely insanity what happened there. And I'm not saying Quinn's that same guy now. I'm not going to say that, and I'm not saying anything else about that other than, listen, he got the job. We all know why Quinn Snyder is a head coach, and it's not because – it's not because he earned his stripes. It's because of Coach K, bottom line. That's why.
Tony Finn with us. And for the record right now, we can confirm that Chris Paul, because it has been a subject of debate over the last couple of days, how long is he out for, what? And Tony said, yeah. And, we can confirm Chris Paul's been vaccinated.
That's right.
So,
correct.
So listen, Tony, the Montreal Canadiens coach has been double vaccinated too. I got one shot, me personally. I didn't even want to. I don't even take Tylenol. I'll smoke weed. Right. I'll drink wine. I'm natural. I eat junk food. And I know I'm putting chemicals, but
you.
I don't.
I'll join
yeah, exactly.
You.
Yeah. Only in legal states, of course. But
of course.
You know what I'm saying, Tony? But like, yeah. I didn't want to get vaccinated, honestly. Like, I was actually like social dilemma almost. I said, I don't want to do this. I don't want to put this in me, but I'm in sports media. You see the NFL, you're not allowed in the stadium. You're not allowed in a press box. You're not in a room. I did this to live normally. But then I see the coach of the Montreal Canadiens today. The guy's double vaxxed, and they said he tests positive for COVID. And right. he's out for 10 days. You're the coach of the Canadiens. You're out. Like, hours before the game, we lost our coach. But the thing is, what's the point of getting vaccinated, Tony, if you're still going to be treated like a pariah if you do it? Like, that's what bothers me. So what? I get it.
Okay, go. Okay.
And I totally understand this. I don't want to get Fauci-ish, but I understand. Even if you're vaxxed, you can still get it. I totally understand that. I get that. But this is why I don't think the people that get vaccinated should pay the price for people that don't out of their exposure problems, Tony. And
I agree.
I think it's a pile of crap, bro.
I agree. I'm with you on that. I will agree with you on that. And you can be, here's the deal, you can be asymptomatic and not even know it and get vaccinated. And guess what?
That's the point of getting vaccinated, Tony.
Well, right.
That's the whole thing of getting vaccinated. We all get vaccinated. We all have it. It doesn't matter. Don't worry. You won't die because we're vaccinated.
Right.
It's just it's like, come on. And, you know, I don't want to get political, though. I think Governor DeSantis in Florida is an idiot. But I hate to
admit it.
Yeah, yes, sir. But I hate to admit it.
Yeah.
People ripped him like months ago, early in the pandemic, and he said, once you're double vaccinated, don't wear a mask, don't worry, live your life. And people ripped him. Oh, these right wing, oh, DeSantis.
Right.
Isn't that the point of getting a vaccination, Tony, so we can live our normal life, bro?
Without question. You know, we're not there now. We're here in Vegas.
I know.
And this is a liberal. This is a left state.
Not dominant, but slightly.
No,
like,
no,
if it's a football game, it's 38-35 liberal.
Yeah, right.
Is that a good comparison? Yeah. I know politics, Finn. I know everything, Tony.
Yeah. We don't have. We're clear and free. If you've been, there's signs on the doors. If you haven't been vaccinated, you are required to wear a mask. Well, that you're on your honor. You know, on that.
Because, so how do they even know? Are they drilling you at the door?
They don't know. But I don't wear one. I'm vaccinated. I did one shot.
So you've been one shot so far? You had the Johnson & Johnson, that's all you needed?
Correct.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, right, okay, right. Thank you. No, but that's right. It, Tony. I don't want to get your personal business, but... And okay. I'm not like you better get vaccinated. I'm not like one of these people. I don't care what you do to your body. I live a professional life in media. All right?
Right.
I don't want to get stopped at airports. I want to be allowed in stadiums. I need to travel and do what I want to do. I'm not judging your body. But at the same point in time, if I get vaccinated, I don't want to live the same way as somebody that doesn't, Tony. I want special privileges.
Here's the deal. If you offer me a drug for free, damn it, I'm taking it. So vaccinations, I'll be right there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. The best is, I was like, I don't want to do that. People are like, Marenson, you put worse things in your body, bro. I'm like, yeah, you're right. Like,
I listen. I've done it. If I had a nickel for every time
hey,
I was...
Hey, Tony, I got vaccinated. I can tell you, too, keys aren't sticking to me. I'm not magnetic. Like, I wish I was, because I wouldn't lose my keys.
Well,
right? And the 5G stuff, I don't know. My cell phone service isn't better. I got 5Gs running through my veins, guys. This is Sports Rage. I'm losing my mind with Tony Finn. Oh, the vaccination's got me. You're a bunch of sheep morons.
It's silly crap.
Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Working hard 24 hours a day to give you your USRDA of the winning edge. Everything a growing boy needs.
Sit up straight.
Get it right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late Night Anger Management Class. Tony, Tony Finn, Wager Talk. Love Tony Finn. Who would have thought, Tony, that we would be handicapped games talking about when did a guy get vaxxed?
Yeah, I know.
Did he get vaxxed? Did he get vaxxed? No, did he? Well, what day did he get vaxxed? Is it 10 days or 13 days? Is he going to be out for a game, two games? Montreal Canadiens coach, Tony. The Montreal Canadiens coach, Dominic Ducharme. All right? Dominic Ducharme. He got hired mid-season. He's done a great job. Like, the regular season didn't work, Tony. This guy is pushing all the right buttons, Tony, okay? Like, literally. I doubt it is higher. He's pushing all the right buttons. He got COVID going to Vegas. The Canadiens coach. Never left Canada all year. In a bubble, he goes to Vegas. Got COVID. You guys, you cesspool of hookers and disgust.
That's right.
Dirty casino chips.
What happens in Vegas
stays in Vegas. Yeah, except the disease. Hey, Tony, I hate to say it too. I love Vegas. I live there. But I said, he's not the first guy to get a disease in Vegas.
No, it's not. Or the last.
Or the last. I'm still scratching myself.
Oh, I got a story there, too. What I do. You know, you're right about lots of things.
But no, man, handicapping, hey, Tony. So you mentioned, you said, no, Chris Paul got back. Because honestly, I didn't know. I've been caught up in the hockey and such games. So it was a debate. If Chris Paul didn't get vaxxed, maybe he's out for 21 days. If he got vaxxed.
Well, that's, and remember, the guidelines.
Remember, we all bitch, and I did it myself, too, Tony. Remember when LeBron went out with Drake? And we're like, what the hell, man? We're like, what is a pile of crap? The guy's out at a red carpet party and stuff.
Right.
And it's like, he's double vaxxed, except LeBron never told the public he's vaxxed. And Silver said, despite, no, he's good. He was double vaxxed, bro. That's what it came down to.
Right.
So how many games is Paul going to miss? And Tony, we're up against it, but hang on in a second. We have a quick sports save. How many games do you think Paul's going to miss?
None.
Wow. And they're only minus four right now. It's one thing to beat the gutless Utah Jazz. You ain't beating the Phoenix Suns or Kawhi Leonard, guys. Tony Finn, Mick Ossie on the other side. Let's go.